Back in 2000, California voters approved a ballot measure to allow casino gambling on Indian reservations. 24 years later, it's a $9 billion a year industry, with 76 casinos operated by 73 of the state's 109 recognized tribes. Another new casino is on the drawing table in Solano County, but it stirred up a dispute between two neighboring nations, the Scots Valley Band of Pomo Indians and the Yochadihi Wintun Nation. Anthony Roberts is Yochadihi Tribal Chairman. He spoke at an outdoor news conference in Sacramento.
Right now, Scotts Valley, a tribe from Clear Lake, California, is attempting to appropriate our lands to build a mega casino funded by Las Vegas investors. Putwin tribes have repeatedly requested that the department establish a fair, transparent, and fact-based review process as they determine whether to allow this tribe to take our land.
The Scotts Valley Band has asked the Bureau of Indian Affairs to put a parcel into federal trust, letting the tribe and investors who own the property build a $700 million casino, along with restaurants and a nearby development with 24 homes and a tribal administration building. The development would create more than 3,500 jobs in a county that has the highest poverty rate in the Bay Area. But the Yochadihi Wintun Nation says that development would be in the traditional homeland of their Putwin ancestors. The tribe has support from several other California tribes, the Solano County Board of Supervisors, and other local officials, as well as Governor Gavin Newsom, who wrote a letter to the Bureau of Indian Affairs asking them not to approve the proposed casino. Yolo County Supervisor Oscar Villegas says the federal government should protect all tribes in their homeland, not advance one tribe over another.
We believe this casino would have devastating social, cultural, and environmental impacts to the communities and the lands around Baleo. Potential impacts to cultural resources, endangered species, and sensitive habitats that local tribes preserve. It must be taken seriously.
The Yochadihi Wintun Nation, which operates its own casino on land farther north, sees the proposed development as an encroachment on their traditional land. Indeed, the Scotts Valley Band of Pomo Indians has its headquarters west in Lake County, the site of a brutal massacre by the U.S. cavalry and vigilantes in 1850. Pomo officials say that kind of aggression forced them to disperse to other areas, and now they're one of the few landless Indian tribes in the U.S. They're hoping to use a federal law that allows a federally recognized tribe to build a casino outside its home area if it can show a modern link and a significant historical connection to the land. But Kletzeldihi Chairman Charlie Wright says the casino project would devastate cultural and sacred sites, with repercussions beyond the region.
The proposed use of the restored lands exception for taking land into trust as part of the Scotts Valley project misuses the regulation's intended purpose, and if applied in this manner, threatens the integrity of all tribes' ancestral lands. If permitted, this would set a troubling precedent nationwide, potentially leading to significant conflicts and undermining the principles that when land is placed into trust under those circumstances, that it was intended to redress the loss of tribal ancestral lands to those tribes under that provision.
Thursday marks the close of the public comment period for the casino project. It's not clear when a decision in the matter will come. Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.